It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, April 27th, 2023. Well, in our marine weather, we still have high pressure in the forecast through early Friday. Thermal low pressure over Northern California and the Southern Oregon coast builds north today, so we're going to have a southerly wind reversal occurring over Southern Oregon waters Friday morning. That'll spread north through the day, so you can see there's a weather change coming. And a cold front will move into our area late Saturday night through Sunday morning. That's supposed to bring us a change in the weather. But for now, let's enjoy our sunshine. We have a small craft advisory in effect from this afternoon through this evening. Be a bit windy. North winds today, 10 knots, gusting to 15, rising to 10 to 15, gusting to 25 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the north building to 4 feet at 5 seconds apart, and northwest swells 5 feet at 10 seconds apart. And today we're going to talk about ships and maneuverability, and something quite extraordinary that happened when Monday's cruise ship left the dock. Kind of a pretty elegant maneuver that probably most people didn't really notice. We'll talk about how they did that. But first, a look at our ship schedule for the day. We have the Elegant Emily arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's Anchorage. She's going to pick up soda ash upriver eventually. She'll be in Astoria's Anchorage by about 9 a.m. And the LMSR Fisher is a military vehicle carrier. This is a military sealift command ship, works for the military, so she's battleship gray. She's going to come in from the ocean to the Astoria Anchorage, so she'll be offshore. She went downriver yesterday out into the ocean. Apparently, she's coming back in and will anchor off Astoria. So we should see her there by about 3 p.m. And the ATB Vision is arriving from Tacoma, headed for Portland. She's carrying refined petroleum. She'll pass Astoria about 9:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 3:30 a.m. on Friday. And the SM Ningbo is arriving from Long Beach, California, headed to Portland. She's a container ship headed for the port of Portland. She'll pass Astoria around 10:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 4:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. And if you'd like to see the ship schedule, you'll find it on my website at shipreport.net. I post a link to that and the podcast of this program to my Ship Report Facebook page. So I hope you'll join me there. Well, Monday afternoon, I had to go out and do some errands. And as luck would have it, I was out and about in Astoria just as the cruise ship Royal Princess, who had been in town all day, was getting ready to leave the dock. So I heard the sound of ship horns coming from the port docks, and I stopped to take a look. I ended up being able to watch the Royal Princess actually leaving the dock and perform what was quite a well-done and kind of risky maneuver that she did very smoothly and safely, and that is to leave the dock, turn around, and head downriver to the ocean. Now, a cargo ship leaving a dock like this under these conditions in the Columbia would normally have at least one tug, or maybe two, assisting. The Royal Princess did it on her own. She was able to do this safely with the help of some pretty high-tech equipment she has on board, something most cargo ships do not have, and some very skilled officers and pilots on board to make it all work. So in case you happen to see the Royal Princess depart Monday, or when you see any cruise ship leaving the dock here in Astoria, keep in mind that there's some pretty amazing ship handling going on there. Now, heading out to sea may seem like a pretty straightforward thing to do, unless you remind yourself that in the Columbia River, ships are generally dealing with strong current and winds from one direction or another. The ship is very heavy, and once it starts turning in one direction, it takes considerable force to stop it or change its direction. So let's talk about that. First of all, the wind was blowing Monday afternoon, as it often does here. I checked one of my wind apps, and it said about 11 miles per hour. The tide was about halfway through the flood cycle, so the water was going by at its maximum speed for that flood period. The Royal Princess was facing upriver, and she needed to turn around in the river so she could head downstream to the ocean. Now, these are all logistical issues to be handled and solved when you are on the bridge of a ship making things happen. And there's a lot of opportunity for the ship to spin out of control when trying to do a 180-degree turn in these conditions. What makes the Royal Princess well-equipped to handle this situation is her specialized equipment. In addition to having two large propellers at her stern, she also has multiple thrusters, which are sideways propellers built into the hull that can push the ship to port or starboard, left or right, to help her maneuver. In fact, the Royal Princess has three bow thrusters in the front and three stern thrusters toward the back. That gives her way more maneuverability than most ships. Now, wind is a factor for any ship, and cruise ships have a lot of windage because they stick up so high above the water. Had the wind been blowing much harder than it was, the wind might have been a serious safety factor for controlling the ship. Most cruise ships cannot dock or undock using their thrusters if winds are 20 to 25 knots or more. Then there's the current. Even though we talk about ebb currents being the most powerful currents here, a strong rising tide is still moving by Astoria at a good clip during the max flood period, as was happening Monday. And so cargo ships that don't have thrusters like this one did would use tugboats to control their turning around so they don't swing out of control. I was aboard a cargo ship that turned in the river like this in Rainier, just downriver from the Lewis and Clark Bridge in Longview. They used tugboat assistance to turn this ship around. The tug acted like a brake as the ship slowly made her turn. Longview, by the way, is notorious for heavy currents that can scour the riverbank as they go by, to the point where this ship had to quadruple its mooring lines tied to the dock to withstand the pull of the current. So maneuvers like this are done very slowly, with close collaboration between the tug, the officers on the bridge, the pilot on board, and the engine room. They move in small degrees of propulsion, and the ship moves carefully. That's what we saw in the departure of the Royal Princess. She moved away from the dock sideways, which is always cool to see, and kind of a sign that the ship you're looking at has thrusters, until she was safely away from the dock, and then the ship did a slow, very controlled turn in place. And once she had turned around and had stabilized, the Royal Princess tooted her love boat theme on the ship's horns, and off she went. I wonder how many people watching really understood what a feat of ship handling they had just witnessed, a feat of technology and consummate skill of the humans on board controlling the ship. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. And many thanks to Columbia River Bar pilot Captain Dan Jordan for information about thruster equipment on ships and the equipment on board the Royal Princess.